This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. My name's Andrew. It's a happy Friday. Who just joined me? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. My name's Andrew. Who just joined me on the call?
Good morning. This is Yvette.
Good morning, Yvette. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Good morning. Happy Friday. This is Sister Veronica.
Hey, Sister Veronica. Happy Friday to you. You ladies get the early bird prize.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. Happy Friday.
Good morning. This is Sister Susie.
Hey, Sister Susie.
Hi. How are you, Brother Andrew?
I'm hanging in there, Sister Susie.
Good. Me too. Trying to do the best.
Uh-huh. Is everything improving?
Yes, it is. It is.
Excellent. Excellent.
Thank you.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. My name's Andrew. Who just joined us on the call? Amen. We're glad to have you with us. Yeah, God is good, Sister Susie.
Yes, He is. He is. I'm so blessed. Also mm-hmm. blessed to have a brother like you on my side.
Hey, we're all in this together.
That's right.
Each one lift one.
Oh, yeah.
And if we do that, then the journey won't seem as long.
Yes.
It's really extremely short when you weigh it against eternity, but, you know, it just doesn't feel short when you're in it.
Yeah.
It's like if you're in a storm, you know, the rain always feels wet. It'll never not feel wet.
Yeah, so true.
But the Bible tells us we have an umbrella.
Yes.
That's good enough for me. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. To men's
good morning,
day on
Pretty Patrice.
Hey, Pretty Patrice. God bless you. Happy Friday.
God bless you as well. Happy Friday.
Good morning. This is Diane.
Good morning, Diane. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Andrew.
The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil. It's a happy Friday, the clear victory. My name is Andrew. Who just joined me on the call? Jesus answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He that speaketh of himself seeketh his own glory, but he that seeketh his glory that sent him, the same is true, and no unrighteousness is in him. It's a men's day at the clear victory. My name is Andrew, who just joined us on the call.
Good morning, it's Dee Dee. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, it's Dee Dee. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Good to hear you. I missed your sound.
Likewise.
Praise the Lord. It's Lady Milan.
Good morning, Lady Milan. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, too.
Good morning.
Good Mother, Diva, Other Father.
Happy Friday, Sister Cobb. It's good to hear you this morning. Hope you're well.
Diva. My name is Eva.
Eva.
Yes, Eva.
Good morning.
Yvonne Cobb.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you, sister. Who else was speaking?
Sister, who is this morning?
Good morning, sister. How are you doing? Happy Friday.
All right. How you doing? Are you okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Hanging in there.
Okay, because I know the last time we talked to you, we had some kind of structure done, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
I was praying on you.
Thank you. Keep it up, please.
Okay.
Keep it up, please.
All right.
Every day presents new challenges, and I can't have too much prayer.
Okay.
Good morning, Carmen speaking.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Pam. Happy Friday.
Good morning, Pam. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
This is a day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And being glad in it on this happy Friday, we ask who just joined me on the call. My name's Andrew.
Brother Andrew.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank God for this gift this morning.
Yes. There's nothing like life. Because we have another opportunity to serve him. And
yes.
If we serve him well, not only do we get a rich reward when we see him face to face, because we can feel him, we can hear him, and we can see his hand moving, but we can't see his face. When we see his face, that's one reward. He'll give us the pay that he determines we deserve. And in the process of serving him, we serve others. We love others. We love them through their faults. We love them through their tough times, their miseries. And we show them the light of the Lord that burns within us. And hopefully they'll be on the same journey that we're on. So it's a win-win-win all the way around. And we get that chance simply because he gave us breath. So every day is a test, every day is a challenge, every day is a blessing. And when our feet hit the floor, we need to know that. It's a happy day, a declare victory. My name is Andrew. Who just joined me on the call?
Good morning, this is Deborah Evans.
Good morning, Deborah Evans. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you too.
Hi, good morning. This is Mona.
Good morning, Mona. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Well,
good morning, Nathisa. Hi, Andrew.
Hi. Good morning. Happy Friday. Good to hear your sound, sister. According to the clock on the wall, it is time for us to begin. I would ask everyone kindly, please, ma'am, please, sir, activate the mute feature on your phones so that the only noise we hear will be the noise of joy in terms of what the Lord would have us hear today from those that he has determined will be speaking to us. So please check your phones and put them on mute now, if you could. Good morning, everyone. My name is Andrew. I'm your host for the morning. Thank you for joining us here at Declare Victory. This is who we are. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so they can be blessed too. Today is Men's Day, where only men are scheduled in the lineup to bless you. The theme for December is focus. Prepare to focus on the things of the Lord in a whole new way. As followers of Christ, we have to focus on what matters and remove all distractions. Be sure to tune in daily. You don't want to miss the teachings, stories, and lessons that the declarers are preparing as they hear from God for his people. Could you please check your phones for the mute feature, please? We're still hearing background noise. Thank you. We have two announcements before you today. One, please, ma'am, please, sir, remember at this season of the year, there are people hurting. They're hurting because of first through loss, first Christmas, first anniversaries, first New Year, first birthday, etc. And for those that have suffered loss, we need to remember them in their mourning, in their grieving, and in
Brother
their struggle.
Brother Andrew?
Yes.
It sounds like somebody's on speaker.
One more time. I'm asking everyone to check their phone. Please put it on mute.
Hello?
Hello, please put your phone on mute.
Can I be on the train? Can I be on the train? Be on the train.
I got it. Again, I muted them.
Please
go ahead, Andrew.
Please check to make sure your phone's on mute. At this point, only one phone should not be on mute, and that's me. Again, with the first announcement, please remember people that are in mourning, people that are hurting financially, the homeless. Around the country, the weather has turned cold. The people in Puerto Rico, the children at the border in the detention centers, the nation. There are a number of people that are hurting around this country, and we, the people of God, need to be sensitive to that. Secondly, we are lifting Sister Dee Dee in prayer. Her nephew David is having surgery today to adjust his defibrillator. It's also his 25th birthday. And so we are partnering with her, shoulder to shoulder, knee to knee, to lift him up before the Lord. There were no prayer requests on the app this morning. And so we go straight to the order of the call, which is as follows. Declaration will be brought by Brother Marcus this morning. Prayer and corporate praise will be led by Brother Jeff. That order once again. The declaration will be brought by Brother Marcus. Prayer and corporate praise will be led by Brother Jeff. After that, the next voice you hear will be that of Brother Marcus as he proctors the comments and further enunciations based on his declaration. Next voice you hear will be that of Brother Marcus. My name is Andrew Hoy. Thank you for your time. I now pass the call. God bless you all.
Good morning. Thank you, Brother Andrew. Are you hearing me okay, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for such a wonderful hosting of the call, Brother Andrew. And good morning to everybody on the call this morning. I hope you are ready for our talk today. So get yourself relaxed and get your coffee, your tea, get yourself not too relaxed, because you want to be able to hear what we're going to share this morning. Of course, the theme this month is focus, and so we're going to talk about that. I want to give you a couple of insights and a little kind of different perspective on focus. I mean, you all know what focus is, of course. Focus meaning the center of interest or activity, clear visual definition, if you will, to adjust your vision to see clearly. All right. So when you can see clearly, you can go somewhere, right? When you can see clearly, you can do some things. When you can see clearly, you avoid several mistakes. So imagine a surgeon trying to operate and his vision being blurred or blocked. Imagine a pilot flying and there are too many clouds or fog. Or a bus driver driving with a dirty windshield. Many of us have been flying, trying to see through clouds and stormy weather without trying to get help from the control tower. And so as a result, we've been making several mistakes in the sky. We've been driving with dirty windshields when we could get that cleaned off so that we won't be crashing into cars, stop signs, and even pedestrians. And then you have surgeons or those people in leadership or authoritative positions who are operating on others with skewed vision. You can't see clearly, but yet you're operating on others. And so it's causing a lot more pain to other people because you haven't cleared your vision yet. So it's important as we can, as I pointed out, it's important that our vision or our focus is clear. When you focus, you can see clearly. You adjust your vision so that you can see clearly where you're going, where you are, and as a result, you can see what to do. But I want to break this word down, focus, and I'm going to give you a little acronym from where I'm going to be speaking from. And here's my acronym. You know, focus is F-O-C-U-S. F-O-C-U-S. So I'm going to use for this acronym, for this word, forming our character under the Savior. Forming our character under the Savior. Let's talk about character.
Okay.
Please mute your line. Thank you. So forming our character under the Savior. What is character? Character is the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. The mental or moral qualities distinctive to an individual. It's not like personality. You know, while personality shows that what you are outside or what you are to the world, character reveals what you are inside. Okay, let me give that to you again. Personality shows what you are outside or what you are to the world. Character reveals what you are inside. So as these are directly related to a person's attitude and behavior, most people get confused between these two easily. Now, we all are same in many ways. Like we all have the same human body, nature, feelings, mind, and so on. But if you observe deeply, you will find that every human being has certain different traits and habits that make him or her unique. It is a fact that two persons can never be exactly identical to each other. And even if you talk about twins, they also differ more or less in their perception, hobbies, mood, nature, and so on. I have a couple of twins at the school I teach at, and I have a hard time telling them apart. I mean, yesterday I was just looking at them and I said, hey, you know, I can't tell you all apart. And some of their friends are standing around and saying, no, I can just look at them and tell. And I said, okay, but I'm not around them that much. And I think that's a part of it. So I said, let me look and see. Okay, you have a mole, so I know you're this one, and you don't have a mole on the side of your face. So, okay, so I distincted that. But when I don't see those moles, let's say they're standing back to back or they're standing from the side and I don't see the mole, then I need to figure out how to determine. And so it came to me, the friends that are around them all the time know them because they know their character. They know how they respond to things. They know how they act. And they're not exactly the same. They look exactly alike. I mean, from, you know, everything, it's just super identical. But when they start behaving, it's different. When they respond to things, you can tell it's different. In the 17th century, the word came to be associated with the sum of qualities that defines a person. So these qualities included a man's intellect, thoughts, ideas, motives, intentions, temperament, judgment, behavior, imagination, perception, emotions, loves, and hate. Okay? These qualities include a man's intellect, thoughts, ideas, motives, intentions, temperament, judgment, behavior, imagination, perception, emotions, loves, and hates. All of these components, William Stratton Bruce writes in 1908, The Formation of Christian Character, go to the shaping and coloring of a man's character. We talk about his intellect, his the way he thinks, his thoughts, his ideas, his creative mind, his motives, why he does what he does or she does what she does, their intentions, what they intend to happen, their temperament, what they can tolerate, their judgment, how they get through certain things, behavior, how they behave, their imagination, their perception, their emotions. When things affect them, how do they respond emotionally? Loves and hates all shape the character. They have all some part in producing that final type of self, that ultimate habit of will into which the man's whole activities at last shape themselves. So without Christ, our character moves about and acts upon things based on our past experiences and current beliefs based on those experiences. For example, if you've been abused by several different men, your hurt character will say to you that all men are dogs. If you've been mistreated or have had a not so good experience with a certain race of people, your character will then form ideas about people from that race based on your experience with them. But when you focus, you begin to learn how to forgive and learn how to love. We get in a lot of trouble when we allow our character to be shaped by what we've been through. That is a lens through which you begin to form distorted opinions about the world and our lives. If we want to impact the world as men and women of God, we must look at the world the way God sees it. A hurting and dying world that needs a savior. We can no longer pour ourselves into the same pot of hurting people. That is not what God would want us to do. Just because we were hurt by the world doesn't mean we need to become hurters towards the world. Jesus was hurt by the world, but even he cried out to God on his way to death, saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So how do we focus? How is it even possible? Well, the first word in the acronym is forming. This brings to mind the scripture Romans 12:2, which reads what? Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed. All right, put a pin in that. Be transformed. So there are two words thrown out here. There's conform and transform. Conform and transform. So let's unpack this a little bit. The Greek word for conform is schematizo, and it means to be molded according to a pattern. It's a compound of the preposition with and the term from which we get our English word schematic. So this suggests you become something based on things that have happened. You become something based on a pattern, right? That's conform. The word rendered transform or metamorpho means to be changed from one thing into another. This Greek word is transliterated to render the English word metamorphosis, which is commonly used to describe the transformation of a caterpillar into a butterfly. In order to transform, there needs to be great change. But when you transform, you become something else. When you're conforming, you're being shaped by what happened. When you're transforming, you become something different, if you will. Okay? And how does that happen? It happens by the renewing of your mind. So you renew your mind with what the word says as opposed to what your flesh says. So we hide the word in your heart so that you might not sin against God. But also let the word be a lamp to your feet and a light to your pathway. You want to know what to do? Check the word and what it says about certain things. You want to know how to respond? Check the word and what it says. You renew your mind. What would God do in this situation? How would he respond? How would he want me to respond? So I need to change the way I was thinking so that I can think differently. And when I think differently, I behave differently. I respond to life differently. I show up to my job differently. I walk through the mall differently because my mind is renewed. Isn't it amazing how having a new way of thinking can change your whole attitude about life? And when you get your mind right, you can sing like Patti LaBelle said, I'm feeling good from my head to my shoes. Know where I'm going and I know what to do. I've tidied up my point of view. I got a new attitude. I'm in control. My worries are few because I've got a love like I never knew. Ooh, 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 ooh. I got a new attitude. So Brother Marcus, what happens when we allow our character to be formed under the Savior? Well, look at the rest of the scripture. It says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. See, then you become a testimony of what God's will and power can do. You become a poster child for how a person can become new through him. We don't have to be and do what everyone else is doing. We don't have to respond to the world and its changes as the rest of the world does. We don't have to tweet like them. We don't have to post like them, post Instagram and Facebook. And, you know, we don't have to do all that. We don't have to snap like they snap. We don't have to do that. We can show up to the fight with bandages and medicine instead of guns and knives. We can be the ones to help heal and not the ones to continue the hurt. It's time, people of God, that we focus by forming our character under the Savior, by allowing God's word to change how we respond, by allowing God's will to shape us and mold us and make us, by being transformed and not just conforming, just going along or being shaped by what happens to us. I don't have to be a product of my experiences or my failures or my trials. I don't have to be a product of my hurt and pain. I can allow myself to be changed and new and different and respond in a way that is not like everyone else. I don't have to go the way that everyone thinks I should go. Girl, leave him. Maybe that's not God's will for me to leave him. Maybe I need to stay there and stay in it and allow God to change me while I'm there. Girl, I wouldn't quit that job. Maybe it's God's will that I be on that job. You know, you can't always take advice from people who are just, you know, and I do believe that a lot of times those who are our friends, our family, they do have our best of intentions. They would like for us to, they don't like seeing us hurt. They don't like seeing us in a position of stress and worry. And so with that, we need to show them that just because we're stressing or just because we're in pain or just because we're dealing with challenges or difficult things, it doesn't mean we have to respond with stress, respond with anger and resentment and bitterness. We have to learn God's ways and put them into practice. And that's what the church is meant to be. We're meant to be agents of change. We're meant to be salt, seasoning, and light. So I encourage everyone on this call and the sound of my voice. Someone, your line is off mute. Can you please mute your line? I encourage everyone on this line, on the sound of my voice, to allow your character to be shaped under the Savior. We need to form our character under the Savior, under his word. Use his word as a compass. Use his word as direction. As the word says, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. So before I take another step, I need to see what your word says about it. Or I need to look at your word for the places that I did step and see, hey, was that the right step to make? Or go back and correct some things that I did wrong or some ways that I went that wasn't quite right. Maybe I didn't respond to that. I need to fix that. I need to change this. I need to transform into something else. And so that, and you know you've been transformed. You know you've been transformed when you begin to shock yourself and start saying, wow, I didn't know that I had that in me. When other people start saying, wow, I've never seen you respond like that. I've never seen you. I don't know how you're still standing. I don't know how you're smiling. I don't know how you're still on that job or in that marriage. I don't know how you're not you know, going off and falling out. I don't know how you're still making it. It's because I'm allowing my character to be shaped under the Savior. I'm forming my character under the Savior. I hope something I've said today has encouraged someone mostly that you don't have to go the way that you've been going. You don't have to keep responding the way you've been responding. There's a way to get through life and to get through your challenges and your trials without having to fight like you've been fighting. You can use the word and allow God's word and God's power to get you through and allow your character to be shaped under him. I pray that this has encouraged you, and I'm going to pass the call to the prayer warrior as we move forward in the call. God bless.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. 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 This day, Lord God, our hearts and minds is focused on you this morning, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for waking us up this morning, Lord God, for the breath of life, Lord God, that flows through our lungs, Lord God, and the blood, Lord God, that flows through our veins. Lord God, we thank you for your blood, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And the finished work of the cross, Lord God, the blood, Lord God, that, oh, hallelujah, forgives our sins. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We say thank you this morning, Lord God, for that great and wonderful declaration by Brother Marcus this morning, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord, for breaking down that focus, Lord God, and our personalities, Lord God, and our character, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for reminding me about all that I have to be grateful for, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. And this morning, I say to you, Lord God, that I am grateful, Lord God, that I am thankful, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, that my character, Lord God, my personality, Lord God, oh, my transformation, Lord God, is taking place, Lord God, because of your love, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. I just want to love you back, Lord God. It was you, Lord God, that first loved us, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. You said to Peter, Lord God, if you love me, you will feed my sheep, Lord God. You asked him three times, if you love me, hallelujah, you will feed my sheep. Oh, thank you, Lord God, that we are being fed, Lord God, here on Declare Victory, Lord God. This morning, Lord God, I lift up every victor, Lord God, and every declarer, Lord God, those that declare victory over our lives, Lord God, those that serve us your word, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God, 6 days a week. Oh, thank you, Lord God. So much to be grateful for, Lord God. The song, Lord God, that the songwriter wrote, Lord God, just keep coming to my heart and my mind. I love you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord God. I honor you, Lord God, and I worship you, Lord God, and you deserve all praise. So much to be grateful for, Lord God. So this morning, Lord God, we lift up the prayers, Lord God, that Brother Andrew mentioned, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God, as we lift him up as well, Lord God. We lift up this nation, Lord God. He spoke on how there are those here that are suffering, Lord God, during this season, Lord God, of those that are around the border, Lord God, that are seeking a better way of life, Lord God, those that are missing loved ones, Lord God, that you have called home to you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Those that are homeless, Lord God, sleeping out in the elements, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Jesus. We touch and agree, Lord God, in prayer this morning, Lord God, through this prayer line, Lord God, that you intervene, Lord God, that you intercede, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, that you send angels, Lord God, to minister to the needs of the people, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. I even lift up this nation to you, Lord God, the United States of America, Lord God. Oh, the Congress, Lord God, the Senate, Lord God, the presidency, Lord God. Cover this nation, Lord God. Help this nation, Lord God, to turn to you, Lord God, and cry out to you, Lord God, with a sincere heart, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to repent, Lord God, and turn from our wicked ways, Lord God, so that you may heal this land, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God.
So much was stated this morning in that declaration, Lord God. I felt it. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we are not being conformed to this world, Lord God, but we are victors of Victorville, Lord God, and that we are being transformed, Lord God, by the renewing of our mind, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, the power of your word, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for every victor under the sound of my voice this morning, Lord God, that you fill us with a fresh anointing, Lord God, of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, that it will empower us, Lord God, to live and to lead a holy and sanctified life, Lord God. Bless us this morning, Lord God, with your love, Lord God. It is your love, Lord God, that we need, Lord God, to overflow, to fill us up, Lord God, so that thy will be done, Lord God. Your will, Lord God, will be done in our lives today, Lord God. Lord God, we surrender. We surrender all to you, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to mortify the deeds of this flesh, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to crucify this flesh, Lord God. Thy will be done. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. That song just keep coming up in my heart. I love you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. It was you, Lord God, that first loved us, Lord God. We have so much to be grateful for, Lord God. So we enter this day, Lord God, this morning, Lord God, with thanksgiving and praise, Lord God, because you deserve our praise. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. So much to be grateful for, Lord God. Lord God, this morning I lift up Sister Dee Dee, Lord God, and her nephew David, Lord God. We say thank you, Lord God, for 25 years of wonderful life, Lord God. Lord God, minister to those that are in the surgery room this morning that's going to make the adjustment, Lord God, on his heart, Lord God, that we may have 25 more wonderful years of David's life, Lord God. We celebrate him this morning, Lord God, and we say thank you in advance, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, that all is well with young David, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God, for reminding us all that we have to be grateful for, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, sometimes I get excited, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. Sometimes, Lord God, I get excited, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord God. But, Lord God, thank you for focus this morning. Thank you for focus this morning, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, that we won't lose focus, that we'll keep our hearts and minds on you, Lord God. My eye is on the sparrow, Lord God. And Lord God, before I ask the other victors to join in and give praise with me this morning, Lord God, I say thank you, Lord God, for interceding for me, Lord God, as you seated on the right hand of the Father, Lord God, interceding for us, Lord God, praying for us, Lord God. Thank you for who you are, Lord God. Oh, Victorville, come on this morning, Lord God. You take your phones off mute and let's praise him this morning.
Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name, Father God. We thank you for your mercy.
We thank you for your
mercy.
God,
God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God, God Friday Night Live will not be in session this evening. It will resume on the 14th of this month. One more time. Friday Night Live is not live this evening, but it will be December 14th. Now I'll pass the call back to you, Brother Marcus.
Bless you. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for participating on the prayer, in the prayer and jumping in and giving God worship and praise this morning. I guess we can jump right in to the discussion about the declaration. We talked about focus, forming our character under the Savior. And if you'd like to, if you'd like to contribute a comment or ask a question, the floor is open at this time. So come on in. Let's get it started.
Hey, 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 brother. This is Edie. Man, first of all, Marcus, thank you for your teaching. Thank you for just how you share. And I just want to commend you for all that you do with the young people because it's so necessary. They so need you and who you are. And thank you for just blessing me this morning. I'm a little teary, y'all know. But the character versus the personality, that really hit me because y'all know I'm over the top with my personality. But I know that my character, God is so pleased with it. So this focus series has been really amazing. It's really helping, I think, in a lot of areas. You know what I mean? As far as just how we are to be for the kingdom and what it's really about and to keep our focus and not get distracted with the things of this world because this is a temporary place that we're in. So if we keep our focus on the word and what God says as true believers, when we go through the things, because we're going to go through it, there's no way around life happening. I mean, from the ups and downs, the highs and lows, from people getting cars repoed to foreclosed, from sicknesses, diagnoses, you name it. That's what this world is. But if we keep our focus and keep our eyes on Him, keep our hope in the Lord and our trust in Him, we will not lose our focus. I mean, we'll stay. We might get swayed, because we will, but that focus is to not get distracted when the enemy comes, because he's going to come. And his plans are to steal, kill, and destroy. But isn't it good when God disappoints his plans? That's why this call is so amazing and so important and so rich and so just on point. That's why I was telling Amoni, I'm not even surprised at how y'all been paying attention to just how much the enemy's trying to distract us. This mute ministry didn't got busted this last the last few days. I'm like, is everybody's mute button busted? But God is still good because even with that, we still got a good word from a good, awesome man of God. So, brother, I love you, and I really, really, really thank God that we're connected as brother and sister. Have a wonderful day, and I love you. Thank you.
Oh man, I almost lost. I couldn't get off mute for a minute. Thank you, sister. I appreciate all the comments and I'm glad it blessed you this morning. Anyone else?
Is somebody listening to the whole news?
To the whole what?
I just thought it was the news. I'm sorry. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dion, I thought it was an infomercial that Marcus had playing in the background. Okay, I'm gone.
We'll see. Let me say this as I was thinking this morning about that transform thing versus conform. I just thought about this. You know, I was just thinking to myself, it's not easy to transform. It's really not. I mean, it's easier to conform because you just go along. You know, you just allow yourself to go a certain way because of the pattern or because of what happened to you. But it takes a strong person to transform. You have to change and deny yourself. You have to, you know, you have to kind of be disciplined. You have to allow it. It takes a lot for somebody to transform and not do what your flesh really wants to do. That's not easy. But if you do it, you know it's worth it. When you allow yourself to be transformed, you know that it's worth it because then you reap the benefits of what God intended for us. That was my thought. Anyone else have anything?
Good morning. This is Catherine. I just want to quickly say thank you, Brother Marcus, for your declaration. And what you just said right there, the conformed and the transformed, forming, the way you broke it down today just really gave me just, I just felt like, wow, that is exactly what I needed. Exactly. I mean, I just see myself, you know, understanding now that the things that have happened in my life or things I've been exposed to were things that have conformed me to be who I have been. But now as I read the word of God, I'm putting all of that in God's hand and saying, God, you will transform me. You will, you know, through the word of God, but God does the work. And so it just takes the pressure off of trying to, you know, be something that I'm not, but just be, like you said, walk in the word of God and everything and allow God to just transform me, you know, just like the caterpillar and the butterfly stages or whatever. That's a metamorphic, that's a natural thing that just takes place. I mean, you know, and I think that just getting in the word of God and allowing God to do his work. And so that's what, you know, and that was just a blessing to me. And that's what I'm using today from this day forward. So I thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Thanks for sharing that. Yeah, while it's on my mind, let me also say this also, is that I was just thinking too that not only do we tend to conform based on what happened to us, we also tend to conform, how do I say this? Lord, help me say this right. Many times we do things to cause ourselves strife or to cause certain issues in our lives, and then we get mad because of the outcome. So like I'm just using this for example. You know, I pay my rent late and then I'm mad because I got a late fee. No, you need to stop conforming and get mad because you got a late fee. No, you got a late fee because you was late with your rent. So what you need to do is transform yourself and figure out a way to pay your rent on time, so you don't have to get that late fee, and therefore ain't nobody get mad at but yourself. You know, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying, and I'm speaking to myself mostly because I know that, you know, sometimes we cause things to ourselves and, you know, and then we get mad at other people because of the outcome of it. That's not the way of God either, you know? And, you know, it doesn't make sense for, you know, our bank account to be overdrawn because we weren't balancing our checkbook right, and then we want to go and rebuke the devil and tell the devil he's a lie. No. You're the one that needs to change and stop allowing all these charges to go through your account so you won't go overdrawn. That's not God's will that we're overdrawn, and the enemy is not attacking you there, you know? So I just thought I'd bring that out.
Hello. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this morning. I had to jump in real quick before me and Yvonne go in that bathroom. But, wow, for me, thank you. It was such a blessing, your declaration this morning. Mainly for me, when I was thinking about it, when you was talking through some of it, it was like how we grew up, it definitely has shaped. Because I remember, you know, growing up in the projects, you had to be you can't let nobody hit you. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going down
right,
like that. You know, it was a certain you know, little standards that you had to have. Nobody can't, you know, let them know. You know, but that was just for so long, I remember in my life. So as I'm maturing, you know, got older, and now for me, like certain things with my neighbor and certain things, how I could feel she's trying to provoke me. And I see that God is transforming me because it is hard. I'd be sitting there first, my mind be just going there like she got, you know, going negative, and then I go, no, Mona. He's trying to distract you. You know, all the things that I have learned, you know, as far as within myself of seeing what the enemy is doing at that moment. You know what I mean? So for me, it's to transform. It is hard. And that's just one thing I just named. But I noticed you're so right about that, because I can't conform. You know, I know that when it comes to being raised with parents, you know, I got, it's nine of us. So I understood I had to follow, you know, what was going on. So yeah, but I would just have to tell you I am truly blessed by your declaration. I got a lot out of it. I'm gonna still go for the playback because I was moving around today. But I totally agree with you with so much of what you were saying. Okay, you want to say something? Cause let Yvonne jump here too. She's doing this little face. Go ahead, sister. Gives her the strength and the courage that Yvonne, that's one of her favorite things of, I noticed in her prayer, she always asked God for strength and courage in her business and with this praise dance, because she said it's very hard. And it is so true.
Mm-hmm. That's good stuff. Yeah, that's true. It's very hard. It's hard. But one thing about it is nothing can change you like the word. Like God's word, like when you've been transformed by God, man, you know you've been changed, you know. So I'm happy to hear that you know, what we're talking about is blessing you all. So thank you for sharing. Anyone else wanted to comment or question or add to what we're talking about here?
The Marcus. This is,
yes,
Carolyn. Good morning. Thank you. Hey, so good to hear you. Thank you for that word on focus and transform under the Savior. Thank you. God, what a blessing. Good to hear you. Thank you, brother. God bless you.
Bless you. No problem. I'm blessed to be on and to even be have the opportunity to share this morning.
Yes, sir.
Hi, brother.
Hey, I heard two voices. Who was that?
It's Dee Dee again, but let Pam go.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Brother Marcus, thank you so much for the declaration today. It was really good. What jumped out to me was when you talked about the difference between personality being outward or outward. I forgot how you worded it, but it was just really good.
Yeah.
And then a character is what we are on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat, if you remember what you said, can you say that one more time? It was just really good. I love that developing that character, the inner part.
Sure. Let me pull it up so I can say it properly. So let's see here what we got. So, okay, let's go back to that. Let's see, character. So our character, where is it? Here it is. We are, so personality shows what you are outside or what you are to the world, and character reveals what you are inside. And so
we all have the same human body, nature, feelings, mind, and so on. But if you observe deeply, you'll find that every human being has certain different traits that make up your character. And that's your intellect, your thoughts, your ideas, your motives, your intentions, your temperament, your judgment, behavior. So how you respond to things and how you treat other people, how you get through life, your motivations, your intentions, your how you use your intellect, all of that is your character.
So good. How you use it, how you use mm-hmm. your intellect. Praise mm-hmm. God, that's so good. Thank you.
Right, yeah. Yeah, think about this too. Two people can go to the same school, get the same education, but how they use it is different. You know, one person may even get the same degree, but they may go to different jobs or become different people because of what they have learned. So I guess that's one way of looking at it, you know? All right.
Oh, it's Dee Dee.
Bless you.
Thank you. With the Romans, you mentioned the transformation versus confirmation, and that's so good because right now, you know, I've been on my not getting skinny because that's never okay. I don't even think my body will get that, but just working out and getting fit, it just reminds me how we're sometimes focused more so on the external, you know, the physical, but really and truly, we need clean, like the inside. Like if my outside is getting in shape, but my heart is still raggedy and dirty, you know what I'm saying? It's like that's just that's conforming. That's not transforming. You know what I mean? It's like I get it. How you worded it. I mean, I've heard it before, but to really think about it like that, like dealing with the inside instead of the physical, what people can see, God is so much more about our clean hearts. And so, you know, although a lot of times we spend so much time trying to get this outside to look a certain way from just lashes or whatever, but if that inside is still raggedy, that's really what hit me this morning. And then I love you for saying that, you know, you mad and rebuking the devil because you keep paying stuff late or whatever. That ain't the enemy. That's you need to learn how to manage. That was just funny, bro. You always, you just bless me. I love it how you just say stuff because it is. And I've heard it. And even when Ramona was talking about being raised a certain way, yeah, you bet not come in the house and got whooped. And you know what I'm saying? It's just like conforming and transforming. Instead of learning to just walk away, because that never was what I was taught either, you're going to know you've been in a fight. But it's just good how to get this word in a way that we understand it. That's what's so dope about this line. So I love you. That's all.
You cool, Dee Dee. Yeah, absolutely. Something I've been learning about my body as I've been working out and losing weight and things like that is it makes it easier to lose weight when you're eating better and you're drinking the right things, what you're putting inside of you. Kind of relates to what you were saying, Dee Dee. I'm just talking more from the practical aspect. So yeah, I can go and get on a treadmill, I can lift weights and all that. But I'm still unhealthy if I'm eating, a full big plate of food and I'm going to sleep on it and, I'm eating a bucket of ice cream every night. You know, it's like I can't just shape up my muscles and get on a treadmill and not deal with the inside, which is the same thing with what we're talking about, character and personality. I mean, yeah, I can go out here and give $1 million to a charity. But if my intention is really to just get on TV so everybody can see that I'm a great humanitarian, then my character is foul. You know, my intention is wrong. So I hope that makes it even clearer. We'll give it about 5 more minutes and If anybody has anything else to contribute or to talk about, to bring out.
Hey, Brother Marcus.
Hey there.
How you doing? Wonderful declaration. I don't know why, maybe because I'm kind of sleepy today. I'm moving kind of slow. My mind was somewhere. Something just kept coming out. When you talking about Transformers, I kept thinking about the movie. I kept thinking about the movie, The Transformers. When I thought about the story, I was thinking about these supposedly aliens that came, you know, that came to our world. Because you know they're here, but they're not part of the world system. And you know everybody knows about Transformers. You know, their cars or planes or whatever. But you know that's not really who they are. But in order to get through the world and everything, this is what they do to kind of fit in. But in times of action, times of trouble, then they transform into these really robots, you know, or whatever. But the thing about it is, even when they're in car mode or plane mode or whatever, the character never changes. It's just that they change when the time needs for them. So I don't know where that came from. And then I thought about also, if anybody knows about anything about photography, you know, when you take a picture, the film captures the image, but you know, before you develop the film, you know, you have what is called a negative. And so the negative is the exact opposite of the image. And so it has to, you know, you have to go through a process called development. The developer can't be in the light. You know what I'm saying? It can't be in regular light, or else, you know, the picture would be ruined. But you got to go into the darkness and throughout a series of processes of emulsifying this picture in the darkness, then, you know, the true picture or the true image of what was captured on the camera comes to light. You know, so I was thinking, though, as we go through this thing of transformation, you know, not everybody can see it. And most of the times, our transformation doesn't come from when we're in light situations. It comes from in our darkest hours, when our character is tested, when our faith is strengthened, you know, when nobody can see us. So that process of transformation is for us into becoming into that exact image that we capture, or we seek to capture, the image of our Savior. It's those days in the prayer closet. You know, it's the things that we do that nobody can see or nobody knows that we've done. You know, the things that are unseen that cause us to be transformed. So I don't know. That's where my mind was, but great declaration, man. God bless you. Great hearing your sound now.
Bless you, sir. I totally agree. I forget who said it, but I heard a preacher say once, character is shaping in the dark. So in those times when you are in your darkest hour, that's when your character is being shaped. That's why it's important not to quit too early or to give up so soon, because a lot of times, you know, we're being developed. Many times we're being developed by what we go through. And if we get out of the fight or throw in the towel too soon, we might miss some of the development that we needed in that situation. So, yeah, thanks for sharing that. That's absolutely on point. Yeah, it's absolutely on point. Definitely. So, yeah, let me close with that in mind. I pray that everyone got something from the declaration today, and I just pray that we are able to allow God to shape us, you know, through our trials, through what we go through, and even just with some of the things that we've done to ourselves, that we allow God to change us and make us different, and we allow God to form our character under Him. Become everything He wants us to be. You can do it. I know it's tough and it's challenging and it's hard, and and your flesh is telling you to do this. Your friends are telling you to do that. Your family's telling you ain't got to take all that. But sometimes we do need to take certain things. Sometimes we do need to learn how to close our mouths and just be quiet and let things go. And God is even working in the midst of that. But know this, that God never wastes an experience on any of us. So I pray that something that was said encourages you. Yes.
Hey, this is Lisa. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt, but I want to say this before you close. You and Didi were kind of alluding to what I wanted to say about transformation, right? And particularly with weight. On this same journey myself, and in order to maintain transformation, you have to be focused, right? It just ties all in. And you guys talked about it from a different perspective of the transformation and, you know, outwardly and then inwardly being messed up, jacked up, or, you know, not being able to kind of fulfill or carry out what you say you are, who you say you are. That's kind of what I was thinking a little bit further with that. But in order to maintain the weight loss, you got to stay focused and not go back to the old way, the way we used to conform. Why? Because the weight, you won't maintain the transformation. The weight will come right back. So it goes back to that laser focus, that pinpoint, not being distracted, because the transformation that we need to maintain as believers is the transformation that people need to see, right? And because we go through stuff, right? If we are not focused, we'll be thrown off just like everybody else. We'll be subject to pop off. We'll be subject to, you know, offended easily. We'll be subject to, you know, gain the weight back, right? And pick up bags like Rwanda with them red suitcases. What's so easily besetting us because we're losing focus? And the transformation, in order to stay and maintain, we absolutely got to keep focused. Otherwise, the weight coming back. And so then we got to work harder, right? So who wants to keep yo-yoing and going back and forth and losing ground? I just thought about that. I wanted to share. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks. Amen. Amen and amen. I agree. I concur. Yeah. And so thank you for that, Sister Lisa. And that's it. God bless you all, and I hope you have a great, blessed day, and be encouraged, and know that God is in your corner. He's by your side. He's got your back, front, and living down his side, hopefully. Bless you all. Have a great and wonderful day today and a wonderful weekend. Love you all. Have a good day.
Love you, Marcus. Say hey to your mom. Love you.
Well, thank you. Love you, Marcus. Take care.
Have a blessed day, everyone.
Family.